Officials with Seattle's two NPR stations, KUOW and KPLU, say they have discussed combining forces for years, and on Thursday, those conversations came to fruition. KUOW announced plans to buy KPLU from Pacific Lutheran University. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
KUOW and KPLU have had a long relationship. Both air NPR programs along with local news, but KPLU has another identity as the region's jazz station. The two stations help fund a network of regional journalists, and they hold joint events for their donors. But Thursday, KUOW General Manager Karen Mathis announced the stations have reached an agreement for her station to buy KPLU's assets for $8 million. She spoke at a meeting of the University of Washington's Board of Regents, which approved the deal as KUOW's license holder. Mathis said KUOW will become the sole provider of NPR and Northwest News, while KPLU's frequency will become home to a new all-jazz service.
We hope to entice millennials and even their younger cohorts into the door with compelling music, events, and music education programs, as well as with the news and information that tells stories that resonates with them.
Mathis says KUOW's studios in the University District will host the jazz service as well, and the station will hire several people to run it. She says KUOW could broaden its reach using parts of KPLU's existing radio network. The rest of that network will be used for the jazz service.
KPLU 88.5 has four full-power FMs and then it's translator, so 11 frequencies total. So once the deal, the arrangement closes with the FCC, we'll be reapportioning what's on each of those 11 frequencies. So the news will get greater reach.
Donna Gibbs is the spokeswoman for Pacific Lutheran University. She says the context for the sale was that radio audiences have been slowly diminishing each year. She said it makes sense to pursue a shared vision rather than splitting the NPR audience between the two stations. She and Mathis both said the duplication of NPR programs on the two stations was a major reason for the change. Gibbs said she hopes by eliminating that double cost, local donors will give money to support more local news instead. At KPLU studios in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood, some employees said they're disappointed that Pacific Lutheran University would sell the station. General Manager Joey Cohn says he's thrilled about the full-time jazz service, which is something Seattle has never had. But feelings are mixed.
People are sad, obviously. I mean, we've had people that have worked here for decades and very proud of the work that they do. But I think if I think given the options of what could occur, I think that this is the best option for the future of public radio in this market.
He said KPLU's signature sound has been its lightheartedness and warmth and a listener connection with the on-air hosts.
It's the people, you know, it's talent that we have here. It's a sense of humor. It's a soul.
But it's unclear now what will happen to KPLU's employees, 36 full-time and 15 part-time. Mathis says there are a few upcoming hires in the KUOW newsroom regardless of the deal, but that all employees will have to apply through the UW's open process.
There's, you know, a certain amount of gallows humor, but people are freaked out.
KPLU reporter Gabriel Spitzer says right up to this announcement, he'd been making plans for the new local program he hosts called Sound Effect. So this announcement came as a shock.
Well, none of us are guaranteed jobs. It's hard to imagine a future where all of these reporters remain employed. So in that sense, it feels like a loss for the region to lose professional journalists.
He says there's a lot of uncertainty since their jobs will continue as usual until FCC approval. That could take a year if someone opposes the deal. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
To help us cover this story accurately and fairly, we received editorial assistance from our partners at Oregon Public Broadcasting.